Guiding the audience, a speech on wines.
May I have your attention, please? Shall we start? My speech will last about 3 minutes. Before starting, I'd like to give you some background information on the subject of my talk today, which is oenology. Well, oenology can be defined as the science of wine. What I mean is that it concerns both winemaking and wine tasting. First, let me say a few words about their classification. French wines can be classified according to their color, their regional origin, and their use. As you can see on this table, wine colors can be broken down into 3 main types, namely white, red, and rosé, which in turn can be dry or sweet, fruity or woody in flavor. The main regional origins of wine can be listed as follows: Bordeaux wines, Burgundy wines, Alsace wines, and the wines of the Loire Valley. You may be now wondering how wine is produced, so let me explain the process of wine production. I have brought a flowchart with me on a transparency, which I hope will help you visualize this process. First of all, the grapes are collected in autumn. Then, they are pressed and stored in large containers where fermentation takes place. Afterwards, once the proper alcohol level has been reached, the wine is kept in wooden barrels for maturation. Eventually, it is bottled and labeled. Is that clear so far? We now come to the third point of my presentation, which concerns the use of the different types of wine. When considering the best use of wine in relation to food, we can recommend a white wine for fish or white meat. On the other hand, a red wine would be more suitable for red meat and cheese. If we compare a red Bordeaux wine with a Burgundy, we realize that the latter has a deeper red color and a thicker texture. Red Bordeaux wines tend to be lighter. That's the reason why the British sometimes call it claret. Now, concerning white wines, Riesling and Chablis, for instance, have always been very popular because of their fruity flavor. As I said before, white wines can be either dry or sweet. Well, that's about all. I'm now ready to answer any questions you might have.